Your motivation, the motive power that propels you forward. I don't feel motivated. I can't get motivated enough to get this done. Motivation is missing. Can you help? This, motivation, motive power is the topic of this article. But first, how it came about. Okay? Yesterday I had one of my historic Sunday calls. A call I have been having for 14 years. I use the calls to get insights into myself and into the invisible. Motivation, motive power is in the invisible. All we can see what we feel, and what we do. But motivation, that, we can't see. Everything I teach comes from the invisible. 1. Hard as it may be, I am going to attempt to share what I saw yesterday on my Sunday call. I was inquiring into what allowed me to raise my vibration from 35 in 1985 to 970 today, in 2021. And I saw that having a different brain, I am dyslexic, and having several traumatic brain damages is responsible for 10%, but 90% of it came from being miserable. Miserable? I was miserable. Of course we probably don't mean the same thing when we say the word, so let me explain what I mean. Every person has two selves inside. We can call them the soul and the ego, it will work. They are energies with their own wants and needs, that are not even similar. There is permanent tension between what they want. Remember this, is very important. The soul wants you to become all you can become. The soul wants you to desire to receive for the sake of sharing. The soul wants you to overcome what the Kabbalists call your soul correction, your shadow, your character defect. The ego, or as the Kabbalists call it, the opponent, wants you to get stuff at others' expense, wants you to be right while making others wrong, avoid responsibility, wants you to dominate and avoid domination, lie, cheat, grab, etc. But most of all, the ego doesn't want you to grow. Doesn't want you to change. Doesn't want you to pay the piper. Doesn't want you to learn. Doesn't want you to do anything really. Work is a four-letter word for the ego, even spiritual work. And if you are forced to work by some outside force, ego will make it joyless servitude. Joyless is what ego likes. What I call misery is the experience of the distance between the soul and the ego, the two selves. The lack of self-love. The ego's resistance to everything the soul wants you to do, making you feeling unfulfilled. Loneliness, isolation, having an essential hunger for connection that seems unfulfillable. Feeling empty and hollow. A sense of hopelessness that you will ever be reached deep inside, no closeness, no intimacy. A feeling that your life is empty and meaningless, filled with doing, and stuff, and yet empty. That no matter what you do, life will remain the same. So in 1985 I was hopeless. I was miserable. And I used that huge energy between two poles, the soul and the ego, to propel myself upwards. And that is the discovery, that misery is the source of motive power. And if you use it to move you upwards, and if you use it to fulfill the soul's purpose, then the distance between the ego and the soul becomes smaller. Begin and begin. Arriving is the booby prize some people have done it to a point, and then stopped. They became satisfied and happy with what they achieved, and started to teach and write books about it. Eckhart Tolle comes to mind. Or Osho. Or Wayne Dyer. Or any of the thousands of gurus. Begin and begin again. You cannot derive the art is to keep the fire going. Do not try to avoid, overpower the misery, but use every ounce of it as motive power. Instead of feeling miserable and suffer, instead of feeling miserable and dump it on others, instead of feeling miserable and judge others or demand others to give you relief, the art is to use the misery to grow. I don't feel miserable. But I still am. How do I know? Because there is still motive power. When you only experience misery and no motivation, you are using misery to wallow in it. But you could rechannel misery to growth. Misery is a gift life gives you to motivate you to create more life. Howard Work highest motive power motivation is not a feeling, it is an energy that you use to move. Ayn Rand's novels provide excellent case studies both of people who manage to turn misery into motive power, and of people whose attitude about their misery is to indulge it, or hide it, or try to appease it. Howard Roark, in The Fountainhead, uses all his misery for motive power. Peter tries to feed the monster, and loses his self. Hank Reardon, in Atlas Shrugged, feeds the monster and never fully turns his misery into motive power. James Taggart, the railway giant owner, the brother, uses it to destroy others. Using Ayn Rand's terminology, people who use the motive power created by the misery, are the producers. The producers at Go on Strike and Atlas Shrugged. The rest are second-handers and moochers and looters. In essence, consumers. Depending on what you do with the misery, you are either a producer or a consumer, a moocher or a looter, or at best a second-hander whose livelihood is a job probably created by a producer. You can be a producer in any position in life. You are a producer if most of your misery is turned into motive power. You can produce anything. I produce knowledge, teaching, articles, courses. Nothing tangible. Motive power. I can measure how much of your misery you have turned into motive power. Really, how much motive power you have. With the rest of the power source you have chosen to use differently. To beat yourself up. To beat others up. To be busy with unimportant, non-value producing activity. To try to impress others. To judge. To stalk. To daydream. To talk and talk and talk. To argue. To try hold on to what you have. To be anxious about the future. To gossip. To berate yourself. To do things to save the day, campaigns. And probably many more. Here is a list of 7 motivation killers I found in an article online: ingratitude, envy, impatience, overwhelm, inaction, loss of meaning, no skin in the game, and of course what everyone wants to focus on, poor health. It looks, at this early stage, that unless you have 30 units of motive power to use, you either don't have a steady livelihood, or your business is on the way out. Or maybe you are working yourself to death. Because instead of using motive power to work, you use your life force. Motive power and life force are not the same energy. When you use your life force to make a living, to work out, etc., you are digging an early grave for yourself. I did that most of my life, by the way. Motive power doesn't respond to healthy living. Motive power entirely gets its fuel from the desire of the soul and the resistance of the ego. Whereas life force needs your food, your activity, your love, your relationships, your joy to fuel and maintain it. I am going to look for the connection to physical ailments and the misuse of life force or the misuse of misery. It will be an interesting study. I can't wait. So what can you do if you are misusing misery, and don't have enough motive power to become all you can become? Find what is the unproductive activity you use your power most for, and start to whittle away at it. That is what I did. I remember when I discovered that whenever I felt restless or antsy, I would pick up the phone. And there would always be many people who were willing to talk to me. I stopped myself every time I remembered that I don't need to dissipate the tension, I can use it. Motivation, demotivation, yeah, the energy between the soul and the ego feels like tension. By reducing chatting, I reclaimed an awful lot of that tension as motive power. By the way, the tension doesn't go away. By design, the ego and the soul cannot meet. Egoless is powerless, the power source is corrupted. Soulless is powerless, the power source is corrupted. Even at 970 vibration, the tension is there, and it is strong. So as you train yourself to be in the presence of more and more tension, and not escape it, your TLB, or mental toughness, grows by leaps and bounds. My TLB is 92 now. The number indicates that I still use avoidance tactics when the tension is higher than I can bear. Hit the snooze button, watch Netflix, eat, or call my girlfriend. Right now, with this discovery, the tension is sky high, by the way. Whether you can see it or not, this is a very important discovery. You see, unless I teach you to harness the tension, you'll avoid it, and no matter what moves I teach you to become more, to grow, you'll avoid it. Tension between ego and soul. Every instance of growth comes with almost unbearable tension. Ultimately, the two numbers that are intimately connected, your motive power and your TLB, will tell you, if you are heading into being a winner in life, or an almost ran. All the other numbers on your starting point measurements are just supportive cast. You can now have this number in your starting point measurements, and you can opt to have a consultation with me to strategize how to are going to get your motive power and your TLB numbers higher. You'll also have a chance to have your anchor to doom pulled. That is an energetic surgery. Why do you need it? Because your inability to bear the tension is worsened by the seemingly unavoidable doom. Death, being left behind, never being loved, etc. I do not identify the doom while I do that. I can feel it, but to precisely identify it, I need to talk to you. You can book a session for identification, but surprisingly once I pull the anchor, most people experience a sudden freedom to do things, and a virtual reduction of the tension they experience. Rare exceptions, 1 in 100 won't. They need more work than that. So if you think you need that, either email me for a payment link, or stay with the payment page after you pay. The offer will come up on your screen. Find out your motive power and all the other 38 numbers I measure when I measure your starting point measurements. Get your motive power measured. Go to https://revibration.thrivecart.com/motivepower/.